We're gonna start with we're on page 111. Who's obligated to light? Okay. So we know that in most homes, the women, if there are men and women in the house, the women light, not the men. There's the Mishnah in source one, Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph states that Shlosha Dvarim Tzarich Adam Lomar B'Soch Pesu Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha Yisartim Ravtim Aliku Asaner. So the Mishnah says you should tell the members of your household. One of the things that you should do on Erev Shabbos close to dark? One of the things is, did you light the candle? So it seems you're telling the members of the household to do that. But there's this precedence for women to light over men. There's a negative reason's given and a positive reason. Or the Midrash in Bereishis Rabbah in source 2 says, Shalosh Rabbi Yoshua, Mipnei ma nitan la mitzvahs ner Shabbos. Why was women given the mitzvah ner Shabbos? Amar lahem, Ayde shekivsa nishmashas adam arishon, lefich nitan la mitzvahs ner Shabbos. It's sort of like a tikkun, it's to fix, because the woman caused the extinguished the soul of Adam, because she enticed the man. So therefore, with the Eitz Hadas, so therefore she has the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. The more positive reason is found in the Rambam. The Rambam source 3, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek, Hey, Hilchos Aleph and Gimel. Even though the Rambam writes, Echad Anashim Vechad Anashim Chayavim, Lios Vatam Ner Dog Be Shabbos, even though it says that both, it seems the obligation both for men and women, nevertheless, in Halacha Gimel, it says, Amadlik Tzarech Ladlik Bebod Yom Kolm Shkia Sachaba. The one who lights needs to kindle the lights while it's still day before sunset. V'nashim mitzuvos al davar zeh yoser midat nashim. Women are commanded about this matter more than men. Lefi shehein mitzuyos bebatim. They are found more, at home. V'hein ha'asukos im lechas habayis. They sort of deal with the issues of the house. Osam al kach. Men should make sure that's done as well. Lomer lanche beis. Never should say to people in the house to remind them before erev Shabbos. Kolam shetech shatz chadliku as aner to light the candle. And the Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim Simon Reish Sabach Gimel Saif Gimel writes that gives this reason of the Rambam because they are found. They're found in the home more. Again, you can look at it as a technical reason that, since they're at home technically, so then therefore, I know there is a better chance that they'll do it, or more conceptually that they deal more with the atmosphere of the home, and therefore the light provides a light for the house that's more connected to women. The Mishnah Brura in source 5, or Chaim Sif Katan Reish Shabbat Gimel Sif Yod Aleph Hanashim Muzharos Vafil Miyitzar Baal Hadik Batzmo Isha Kodebes. It says even if the husband wants to light, it doesn't make a difference. The wife should light. It says imlo sheish harbe neiro shiachu gam lahakein lahadik. He can also light. Okay, but we know the custom is the practice is women either again because they have to compensate for what Chava did, or because they are the akeres abayas. They are the ones who set the tone in the house. They're found in the home more, and so therefore. It shows their role, I guess, and therefore they light the candles. Question, what about girls? I don't know what people's practice in their homes, if girls light or not. What goes on in your house? Girls light? No? Okay. So the Shmir Shavuos Kochasa writes, Yesh ha-nohagim. There are those who have the custom. Shekol ha-bados. Shebabaya shegil ha-chiruch. Madlikos, there are Shabbos. The girls who reach chiduch, age of chiduch, they light their Shabbos. V'zeh benosaf ala nero shekeres abayis alika. This is in addition to the candles lit by the woman of the house. V'yeh shegam avarchos adlakazu, some even make a bracha. U'chshenogin ken, and when they have this custom that the girls make a bracha, tov shekol bas tavik b'cheder acher, shemishtam shimbo b'shabbos, k'chol shadam ha'shvid. Barely they light in a different place. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa doesn't say why. I think the reason might be because we saw last week there was a debate between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. If multiple women or multiple people light in the same room, so should someone just adding to additional light to something to already existing light, do you make a new bracha or not. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't. Only the first person who lights makes the bracha. And so if you're just adding to existing light, you don't make a new bracha. Ramah says that everyone does, but maybe that's the basis of this. I found something interesting. I found that in Rav Soloveitchik's sefer, or it's really Rav Herschel Schachter's sefer, quoting Rav Soloveitchik, Minhagim, in Mipnine Harav, on page 75. So he says, I just read a translation. He said, Lubavitcher Rebbe spoke in public about the importance of lighting candles on Erev Shabbos, even for single women who live in their parents' home. And the Hasidim made a big controversy over this. When one of the students asked Rav Yashaber Soloveitchik for his opinion on the subject, he responded, he does not understand what innovation there is in this matter. He says, that was the practice in Europe, even in Rav Soloveitchik's town. And that is how Rav Soloveitchik practiced with his daughters when they were single. They lit their own candles with a blessing, even when his wife also lit candles with a blessing. And then I found that some say that the custom for unmarried girls light Shabbos candles. I think Rebecca Kessler mentioned this last week, that we saw that Sarah Imenu's Shabbos candles were miraculously, Chazal say, would burn from one Shabbos to the next, being relit every week on Friday afternoon in honor of the upcoming Shabbos. And the same miracle occurred with Rivka Imenu. And the pasuk leading to the marriage of Yitzchak to Rivka says that Yitzchak took Rivka into the tent of his mother Sarah, and she became his wife. So someone say that what happened, she lit the candles in the tent before she became his wife. So that might be a possible source for the custom of unmarried girls who light Shabbos candles. But again, and those, apparently the custom for unmarried girls who light Shabbos candles is only one light, one candle each week. And generally the two candles or more were for married women. But that's a custom. Not a lot of people have that custom. And as you see here, in the next, in source 7, we cite Lubavitcher Rebbe into this practice that every girl older than 3 should light. However, this Rav Yelvadi Yosef and Yechaved Das, in source 8, he says, Me'ikar alocha ein kol chova alobonos harakos hasmuchos hashulchan arim lahadlik b'nero Shabbos. There was never a custom for unmarried women to light Shabbos candles. Me'om lo nagu b'nos ha-sfardi invaders mizrach la'asos kein. And this is never the custom of the Sephardi girls to do this. Umi kol makom yesh b'yot sodom lisnai b'chassidus lach v'ratzim l'adik nero Shabbos v'chadre. If they want to do this, us shall have levarach ad lakos nero, they should not make a bracha. Remember, Shulchan Aruch writes that if you light candles and add to an already existing light, you should not make a bracha. And so they're very against making brachos to add on when it's not necessary. And he says, el yishma bracha m'p'yayim shehi akeres abayis. So he said, okay, if they want to light it, they should do it without a bracha. In Sefer Panini Halacha, that's Rav Elazar Malamed. It's a big posek in Eretz Yisrael, source 9. He writes, Yesh Nohagim, there are those who have the custom. Shebenosaf Lenero Sha'ei Madlik. In addition to the candles that the mother lights. Kol Benosa Shegia Lechinuch Madlikos. All their daughters that reach the age of chinuch also light. Av hein neiros bebracha. Even they light candles with a bracha. V'chein minhag chasidei Chabad. This is the custom of Chabad. Ulam das rova poskim shirak em hamishpacha balika neiros. That most poskim say that only the mother of the family lights the candles. V'kach nogim b'chol shar kehilos Yisrael. This is the custom among most kehilos of Yisrael. You follow your own custom. Now again, this is different than Ner Chanukah. Now, Ner Chanukah last week, you were talking about the type of light lasting compared to Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Another difference between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah is that Ner Shabbos is basically one person lights for the whole house. There's no mitzvah mahadrin mina mahadrin. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, there's a mitzvah of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, that every individual who wants to light, that's an additional hiddur, that's additional enhancement. Because that's something that, again, Ner Chanukah is more spiritual. Like, the light is more spiritual. There's no practical function for the Ner Chanukah, because the candles, you're not also lishtamish b'em, you're not allowed to benefit from the Ner Chanukah. It's just about the spiritual light. So maybe every individual could add their own spiritual light, but when it comes to Ner Shabbos, so we don't find that Mahadrin and Mahadrin. The goal is simply to provide light. And one person can provide light for everyone. Now, what about when you're away from home? What about when you're away from home? So do you have to light? So we'll read the Gemara, we'll read some Rishonim, and then we'll try to figure out some basic principles of lighting so we can understand different permutations about what you do when you light away from home. So Amar Rav, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Gimel Mid Aleph, source 10 is the following. Amar Rav Shesha, that's what Shesha says, Ach Sanai Chayev B'Ner Chanukah. If your guest is obligated in Ner Chanukah. Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, Mereish Ki Avina Be'Rav, Mishtat Fina B'Prite Bahade Ushpiza. So when I was originally studying in the yeshiva, I would participate giving coins together with the host. Baser dinesive itza amina. After I married my wife, what did I say? Hashdevare lo tzrichna. I don't need. Become madliki alai bego beisai. That they're lighting on my behalf in the house. There seems to be from this, when it comes to Ner Shabbos, there seems to be two different aspects of the mitzvah. There's like a personal obligation, and maybe it's not sufficient, that there is light for you. If you think that the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is simply what we saw, that the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is what? To make sure that when you're eating, so you're eating with the light, so it's more enhanced. That might be Kavod Shabbos, it might be Oneg Shabbos, but you're enhancing the meal through the lighting. Additionally, you want to have light so you don't trip. You don't fall in the darkness. So you might have argued, as long as there's light, I don't need to do anything personally. What we see from here is that a guest would have to join, give some money to the host to make sure that there's light. In other words, even though there is light, but he needs to somehow join with the with this personal obligation to make sure there's light, or he joins with his wife. In other words, there's not simply a mitzvah to make sure that there is light. There also is a personal obligation. Two aspects of the mitzvah: personal obligation and a mitzvah in the house. We'll delve into that a little bit more as we continue learning. In source 11, the Rav Yoh says, "Yeah,
Rabbi, this is." Doesn't this specify Hanukkah, though?
Neros Hanukkah? Oh, you're right. So, okay, sorry, my mistake. So this is Ner Hanukkah. So you're 100% correct. I spoke too quickly. The Rav Yoh in Source 11, Simon Kuf Tzaritah, says that this, what we say is Ner Hanukkah, V'karva davar b'nai d'achsanyai mishtatei v'prite l'ner shel Shabbos k'lo Ner Hanukkah im lo madlikin ala b'go beisa. You're 100% correct, Suzanne. I went too quick. The Gemara is speaking about Ner Chanukah, and the Rav Yoh, who is a Rishon, right? So he says that the same halacha applies to Ner Shabbos, meaning you need both a mitzvah on the house and also a personal obligation. Right? You could disagree with that. You could have said that it only applies to Ner Chanukah, but the Rav Yoh said it also applies to Ner Shabbos. The Mordechai. And he's also another Rishon, lived in the 13th century. These are Ashkenazi Rishonim. The Mordechai says, Amar Maharam, the Maharam Merutenberg. He lived a little before the Mordechai. He was also earlier 13th century, Ashkenaz. He says, the Bachurim HaHolchim Lomon Chutz LeBeisam. So young men who go to learn outside their homes, Tzrichin LaHadlik Ner Shel Shabbos Bechedra. They need to light Ner Shabbos in their rooms. Ulevarech alav, and to make a bracha over it. Mishum, dehadlakas ner b'Shabbos chova, lighting ner Shabbos is an obligation. Mishum shalom bayis, because of shalom bayis, peace in the home. Shelo yikashel be'etz ve'evan, so you don't trip on a wood or stone. Avol mishehu etzel ishto, ein tzarech lahadlik b'chedro. If he's with his wife, maybe he has a separate room, he doesn't need to light in his own room. Because his wife is reciting a bracha for him. So basically, well, what are we saying here? We're saying that if your wife is lighting in your house, then you're exempt. The Hadal Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Archaim Reish Samach Gimel Seifim Vav and Zayin in Source 13. So to young men who go to learn outside their homes. Need to light Shabbos candles, right? There's a personal obligation of his wife can rely on his wife's lighting. A guest that doesn't have anyone lighting for him, and he doesn't have a private room, so he joins with some money. There are a couple of obligations, and we'll see. There are a couple of basic principles that we'll see that they're fleshed out in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shmir Shav, the Bir Halacha, Shmir Shav's Kolchasa. So again, there seems to be an obligation on the house. Your area has to be lit, and also there's a personal obligation, and that maybe you need to do it for Kavod Shabbos. You need to be personally involved. We're going to see that you need to do it with a candle, a wick, and a fuel. We're going to see that maybe it seems that if it's personal, it has to be from your own money. It has to be for you or for your own money, because you have to join together with your own money. It seems that one person's lighting can count for other people in the house, including a family, if they have a partnership in the lighting. And it seems that a man can fulfill his personal obligation through his wife, even if he's in another place. Just want to read to you. Actually, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says Bachurim in source 14, Or Chaim Simon, Reish Sabak Gimel Sif Katan Chavches. He says Hainish Yesh Lahem Nashim, Ela Shaholchim Chutz LeBeisam. So when the Mishnah Berurah says that we're saying that young men who leave their homes, it says Va'av Sheishto Madlekas VeBeiso Eino Nifter BeBerchas Ishto. You're not exempt from the bracha of your wife. So there seems to be a personal obligation to make sure that there's light, in addition to making sure there seems to be a personal obligation to light and to make sure there is light. In other words, what we're saying here is, even though your wife is lighting for you, but you also need to make sure where you are that there's light. You need both. In other words, you need to make sure that you fulfill your personal obligation, and you need to make sure that where you are, there is light. And the Bir Halacha says, Bachurim in source 15, and he says, Kishiyesh le'ish, kama chadarim, if a man has many rooms, tzarech lahadlik b'chol chadarim mishim shalom bayis. So you need to make sure there's light in all the rooms so you don't trip. Okay. If he's at home by his wife, she makes a bracha b'makom echad in one place. It's like he's making the bracha. So when a woman lights in a home, and right in your house, you have the dining room light is on, you have other lights in the house on. So even though, let's say the man may, why can he light, in, I don't know, one of the rooms? So the answer is that it seems that when a woman lights at home, she makes a bracha that sort of covers all of the lights in all of the rooms in the house. And on that, he checks all the rooms, make sure there's enough light. So here, like say in our home, so when Yael lights, so. How do I fulfill the mitzvah? So number one, I fulfill the personal obligation through her, right? That she's lighting here in our house. And secondly, there are enough lights. But is there light in the house? Yeah, there's light in the house. In that, I make sure that every room that there's light in the house. So there are both aspects. Ma she'ein kein imhu einenu v'beiso. Let's say I'm not in my house. And let's say I'm in my own. Let's say I go away and I'm in my own hotel room. So echi pater ba bracha shabircha shabiyisto, b'makom acher. So it seems that if I go away for Shabbos and Yael's lighting at home, it would seem that I have to light in my hotel room because I need to make sure there is light where I am. Right? So maybe from the, let's say, a personal obligation. So maybe theoretically it could be Yotze when my wife lights, so I fulfill the obligation. But I need to make sure that there is light in my hotel room, so I don't trip. So I would need to light there as well. Okay, so I'm not Yotze. I'm Yotze if I'm at home with my wife when she lights. So then she covers all the lights that I will be using, but when I'm away, when I'm in a different place, right? So then I need to make sure there's light in that room, right? So I need to make sure that there's light in that room, okay? So
question.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're away, but you're, say, with another family, and they're lighting, right, aren't you covered by them?
Right, so we, so,
lighting,
yeah, so we,
providing the lights.
Right, so you could be, if you're away, so you could be covered by that. Women generally have the custom that they light, that we're going to see in Source 17, that women generally light in other places. Yeah, if I were to go somewhere else, and I'm staying, let's say, at someone else's house, and the lights are already fixed, so that I probably would not need to. We're gonna see that if I don't need to turn on any lights, and like I say, the host is basically, there is already existing light in the area, so that I might not need to make a bracha. It could be Yotze with the host. Let's read sources 16 and 17. In the Shemir Shabbos says the following: Isha Hamadlika Nero Shabbos v'cheder ochel, a woman who lights Shabbos candles in the dining room. Motzia bad lakasa gabes b'nei habayis hakvuim she'en mitzayim habayis b'shabbosu. So she covers with her lighting everyone who are not home that Shabbos. He says, because I belong to the house, if I'm at the army or I'm somewhere else, so she could be motzi, anyone from that house, with her personal obligation. So if the other people who are, like, let's say I'm not at home, if I'm eating a place where there are Shabbos candles, and there's already existing light, even if the light comes from the corridor, from the street, I don't have the light. I don't have to expend the cost of lighting. Because why?
Does it have to be distinguished from the bachar who's not married?
Right. So, no, the bachar is not married is when... The bachur is not married. Let's say he goes to his own hotel room and he needs to turn on the hotel room light, or turn on a light there so that he can see in his hotel room, or the bathroom light. So if you yourself need a light where you're personally staying, then you would light and you can make a bracha. This actually happened. So someone called me. She thought her husband was going to be in the hospital with one of the kids for Shabbos. Turned out, I saw he wasn't, he made it home. But she asked about Halakos Neiros, exactly this case. So he would be in the hospital room with a child over Shabbos. So presumably in the hospital room, there are, you know, lights in the hallway so maybe if you want to keep the bathroom light on for Shabbos, and maybe then you would make a bracha. But there, you don't need to turn on any, in the hospital room where you're staying with your child, you don't need any lights. All the lights are already existing. So there, his wife is lighting for him in her home. So that's the personal obligation. Now, does he need to turn on any lights to make sure that he doesn't trip or fall? So I would say in the hospital room, probably not. There probably are already existing lights there that are okay. If that's the case, he would not make a bracha. He would not need to light. Okay? So the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chatzos continues on page, top of page 117. It says, Aval im hem ochlim olanim levadam bechedram. But if they are eating or sleeping by themselves in their room. So this is the case, Suzanne. The ein sham kol or, and there's no light at all. Then they have to light. So if you and you're in a hotel room and you need the light, you're going to trip over, then you would need to light with a bracha. Vegam kasher heim muzmanim lechol b'bayis shebo madlikim neir shabbos b'cheder ochel. And let's say they're invited to a house in which Shabbos candles are lit in the dining room. Aval achrei ha'ochel heim chozim lechedram lishon sham v'hu chashuch. You're going to go back to your hotel room, and it's pitch black. There's no light at all in the hallway or in the street. Then they have to light with a bracha. They have to light candles long enough so there will be light when they return. But if you're too nervous to light the candles and to leave them going, you know, leave them on while you leave, so then better not light the candles to begin with in these rooms, and they'll be considered a mitzvah for you. So that's the point. If you are away for Shabbos, let's say if a man is away for Shabbos, so that when his wife lights at home, she covers him for his personal obligation. And then regarding the fact, no, but he needs to make sure he acts practically as light, so that depends. If there is already existing light, then there's no obligation about Lakos Neiros. If there isn't, if let's say if he wasn't there, there'd be no light, and now when he comes, now he needs light to see, so then he has to light him with the bracha. So source 50, what about a married woman? Isha Nesua HaMa'ushpezes B'beis Cholim O Yoledes HaNimtzes B'beis Havra V'chadom. Let's say there's a woman who's staying in a hospital or some rest home after birth. So the men there are lighting at home, assuming the husband's not with the wife in the hospital. So let's say the husband's at home, the wife's in the hospital. So the husband is lighting at home with a bracha. So then what? The woman is exempt from hadlakas neiros. Im amnam yesh teora b'chedron beis acholim beis havra o sheor meir. As long as there's some light outside. Nevertheless, the women are probably more sensitive to fulfilling this. Men never fulfill this mitzvah. So, but women who they want to fulfill the mitzvah of lighting candles. So the practice is that any married woman will light where she's eating. And she needs to eat in bed. And she's lighting by her bed. She shouldn't move it. But basically, the rule should really be the same for men and women on the basic halacha that if there is like an existing light, then neither have the obligation to light. But it's okay because we all talked about it, right? We have the Ramah says of a woman. If there's already light, let's say the normal case at home, right? If there's already existing light, you know, in the dining room, and you add additional candles, we talked about, is that an enhancement? Is it not an enhancement? And there's what to rely on in the corner of the Ramah, right? You can, even if you light it, if you're adding candles to an already existing lit room, then you can make the bracha. So that's what we're saying. So because of that, women have the custom that if they're in a hospital room and there's already light, so then they can still light. Men probably not as much will make the bracha, will light. But if, for example, it's pitch black and you need some light so you don't trip in whatever room you're in, so then both men and women should definitely light with a bracha. Okay? So Moshe Sternbach has a little bit of he argues here. And he says the following. If you look in source 18, the Chuvos Fahan Hagos, Rav Moshe Sturbach, Chelek Beis, Simon Kufnai Nun Zion, he said, Nisporin Akshe Mawa Din Beben Yeshiva, Shalomed, Ochel, Vyoshe, Vyeshiva. So this is a Yeshiva student. Hechu Yotze, Takaras Chazal, Badlakos Ner Shabbos. Shebadlakos Ahorim, Bebeso, Vada Eder Yotze, Shrak, Beishto Mahani, Mishib Ishto Kagufo. Rav Moshe Sturbach believes that this concept that, let's say, if I'm in a hotel room and my wife is lighting at home, then she could be motzi me. Yeah, that works. What? Because ishto kagufo, that, you know, when one of us lights, then that covers both of us. Similar, right? There's a different field of different practices about Ner Chanukah. Do you have two menorahs for husband and wife in Ner Chanukah, only one? So those who say that there are some homes that the husband and wife both light, because the Shulchan Aruch writes that the Mahadri mina Mahadri, at least according to the Ramah, Mahadri Mahadri is every single person in the household lights, men, women, children. Some people say, no, Ishto Kagufo, husband and wife, only have one menorah. And similarly, Ner Shabbos, right? Only one set of lighting, husband or wife, that a wife can be motzi a husband, but she cannot be motzi children who are not in the home. So your kids go away, you know, for Shabbos. Or your kids go to, what are they doing in the seminaries in Israel, or the yeshivas in Israel? So do your kids, are they instructed to light their own Shabbos candles? Or are they, if they're in yeshiva or seminary, or do they rely on your lighting? Do they rely, what are the rules here? That Moshe Sturmbach believes that they don't, that when a mother or wife lights in her house, it only covers for the husbands. It covers the children also. So that's a shiloh. So we're going to see different approaches about, I don't know, what did you do? Some of you who went to seminary, did you light seminary? Did someone light for you? Did you even ask the question? You know what they did? Talk about it.
I had Debbie be motzi with whoever she was, like.
But what if she was in the seminary? What did they do when she was in seminary?
In seminary. One girl in the apartment usually had the minhag to light.
Ah, okay,
like,
okay.
So far, like, you know, there was a Chabad girl or someone who had the minhag to light, so she like lit for, you know, the apartment.
Okay, so you had someone, right? So I don't know
so
if that's
someone
right.
in the apartment.
But this is not a woman's issue.
Aim bias sort of lights.
Okay, is it aim bias light for everyone? Does that work? Okay, what I'm saying, but this is not just a woman's issue. This is a man's issue too. It's not the same
right.
same issue for yeshiva buffer.
No,
I understand. I'm just saying. It's not a woman. It's not a seminary girl. When a woman is true, it's also a boy's true. So what are the different practices here? So the Chazon of Avadia said, Avadia Yosef says the following. So he says, it's a source 19 in Shabbos Chelak Aleph Seif Tesvav. So he says, Bacharim Penuyim She'en Lam Isha. So single men who don't have a wife. She was a friend. She was raised on cheder nifrad. They have a separate room. Each room has two or three men. Even though maybe someone's, he says that even though maybe there are candles that are lit in the dining room. If you have your own dorm room, you have to light. And one of the boys lights. He has kavana to exempt his friends. And they have intent to fill everyone's obligation. And to take turns lighting. So he says that yeah, that's what you have to do. Not just find Chabad girls. Well, again, the boys don't fall. I don't think Chabad boys light Shabbos candles. That's as far as I understand. So they're saying that you have to take turns to light. But the Maisa and yeshivas, many of them don't do that. So what's the basis for not lighting, or should they light? So the Pesachei Tshuvos says the following. So this is source 20. This is an earlier version. There are later versions of Pesachei Tshuvos, which has other suggestions. But let's read this here. So it applies from the poskim. Shebacharim unaros she'edam nesuim edam yotzim b'meshem adlikim b'esoreim. It seems that according to many poskim, like what Rav Moshe Sturmbach says, that the children do not fill the obligation the fact that their parents are lighting. Again, let's make sure we understand this. If my wife lights at home and I'm away, so it seems, according to everyone, ishto kagufo, I fulfill my obligation through her lighting, the personal obligation, but I need to make sure where I am that there's light. If there is already existing light, I don't have to do anything. If there is no existing light, then even in that case, I would have to light. If it's dark, I would have to light and make a bracha. Here we're talking about a case where, let's say, they don't need to keep the lights on in their dorm room. They don't need to keep lights on in the dorm room, but there's they still have to fill a personal obligation. So they're not yotzei with their parents, unless elam kinyan shem habayis. If they're in the house, so then they're what's called somech al habayis. They rely on their parents and the family, so they rely on when their mother, father, usually their mother lights. So when ainin shem sham cholev chovas aguf ladlikin neiros, there's an obligation to light candles. Afim nimtzayim b'makom shem ladlikin shem neiros, even if they're a place where there is already light. And he says ve'eino domer lenasui. It's not similar to a married person who's found in a place where they've already lit candles. You don't have to join by giving some money. Because remember, when I'm away from home, ishto kagufo. So I can rely on my wife's lighting as long as what? As long as there's already existing light. So, yesh sovim. Let's say children, right? You have teenage children. They go away for Shabbos, right? So, yotzim yedei chovas neiros Shabbos v'adlakas iman. If they're generally at home with you, they're called somech. They rely on their parents, so they're considered part of your parents' household. So they rely on you. They fulfill the obligation when the mother lights. Af im derech arai nimtzav chutz l'bayis. So they have the same status as I do. Leora, I'm not sure what her status is, but no, she's at college, so sometimes she's home for Shabbos, not home for Shabbos. Let's say Daniel, so he's in 10th grade. So he goes away for Shabbos. He is still considered part of our house, and just like I'm Yotze if I'm not there for Shabbos, so Daniel, if he goes away, 10th grade, he is considered part of the house. He doesn't have to light. Iraqi means some kufos arukos by yeshiva ubumosad. Only if they are in yeshiva or other institution for long periods and live in the dormitories. I don't know, Lior comes up once a week, maybe not always for Shabbos. She probably would also be covered by this as well. But what about Lufika be yeshivos bizmanenu? But let's say yeshivas in our times. Vuodim and Pnimios shall daros, also seminaries. Vachada Minayar Nakina, we'll only give you one example. But the same applies to dormitories for women. Shecheder ochel v'cheder yishena hen b'nifrad. Right, you eat in the dining room separately from the dorm room. V'cheder ochel madlik neiros shabbos bachur echad. So let's say it's a one bachur lights in the dining room. Or isha hoveres b'mitbach. I don't know, the ema bias maybe lights in the kitchen. Yesh lishara bachurim shtei etzos. So he says there are two pieces of advice for the yeshiva students. Number one, sheishtatfu imze shemadlik v'cheder ochel. So you should join with you should give some money to the person who is lighting in the cheder ochel, in the dining room, and you fulfill your obligation with the lighting and with the bracha. Okay. Or beis sheyadlik becheder sheishan sham v'yadlik bibracha. Or you can light in the room where you're sleeping with the bracha. By the way, what's clear is that the personal obligation can be fulfilled either by lighting where you're eating or whether you're sleeping. It could be either one. The preference generally is where you're eating, but if it's more personal, but sometimes you can't eat, you can't light very close to where you're eating. Sometimes they light it, very far away. So, or you could light in the place where you're sleeping and make a bracha. So you make sure that you have some use for the light in your room, but tov shiocha b'cheder lo ha'neir davar ma. It's best if you could eat something, because that's the best form of using the light. And it says v'nira shemishenim kav b'churim b'cheder echad. If there are a lot of boys sleeping in one room, yishtatvu b'chad v'prutav v'yidlik v'chulam. They should all join. Everyone should give some money to one boy, and he'll light for everyone. V'yesh hamiyashim esan nohog Baharbi yeshivos, but many yeshivos, they don't do this. She ein habachurim madlikin neros Shabbos klal. Some say the boys don't light at all. And then habachurim she smuchim al shulchan bala bayis shel hayeshiva. They're considered relying on the bala bayis of the yeshiva. I don't know if that's the ema bayis or the rosh yeshiva or someone. Whoever lights in the dining room, you are considered like part of their bias. Yoti bazeh. Af she yesheni boko ba'achim, you sleep in some other place. Ubifrat she yesh or chashmal prozor. And certainly if there's some light there. Bavadei sagi mashe hidlik b'shvilam b'makom acher. So hudlak. So certainly that's sufficient. So what's interesting is, we'll go through this. I'll tell you also what Rabbi Willer and Rabbi Schachter say about this. So it seems that the yeshiva students, that again, if teenagers are living at home and they go away for Shabbos here and there, they fill their obligation with their parents. That seems to be the general opinion. Yeshiva or seminary students, so you can join, you can give some money to someone who's lighting in the kitchen, you can light in the dorm room, or maybe we argue that you're part, just like when your kids are living at home with you, so they're part of your household, and your lighting counts for them, so too. This also works with the bala bias of the yeshiva, maybe. The argument is that why don't you have to give money to the bala bias of the dining room? Because the neros, the candles are really the property of the institution, and all the students basically. You know, you pay enough money for yeshiva tuition, but basically you are considered like you're being somech al shulchan yeshiva. In other words, you pay X amount of money, and then you become part of the, you know, one of the members of the household of the whole yeshiva. So it's similar to a parental situation. You don't have to give specifically money for the candles because it's all part of the yeshiva. So that's and additionally. The lights, if you don't, let's have a light in your dorm room. Are you going to trip? No, it's because there are lights in the hallway, so you're okay. But the lights in the hallway come from electricity, and you also pay, so part of your tuition dollars goes to that as well. So some say that that's okay like this. Rabbi Willig holds that an unmarried, Rabbi Willig actually holds, he's more extreme in a certain way, and he says that an unmarried student, he wrote in an article that an unmarried student yeshiva is considered dependent on his parents. So he wants to argue that even if he's studying yeshiva for a long time, he's still considered part of his parents. And therefore, he fulfills his personal obligation with his mother's lighting. And he says, if you don't have a desire to light in your room, you don't have to light. And the Or Litzion agrees, and he says that you fulfill your primary obligation with your parents. And the second obligation, again, as long as you have light from the hallway or the street shining to your room. So he thinks that even if you go to yeshiva for an extended period of time, you're still considered sobech al shulchan aruch. Your parents are still, you know, financially supporting you. Shmir Shabbos Lechasa disagrees. And we saw that yeshiva student is not considered dependent on his parents. And therefore, again, maybe they should light. Maybe they should join with the person who's lighting in the kitchen. Or maybe they fulfill their obligation with the person lighting in the dining room. Rabbi Schachter holds, he actually holds that students should light in their rooms with the bracha. He says they cannot light in the cafeteria because it's a public area. The dorm rooms are private. Obviously, it should be a situation where it's not dangerous. So he would, if Schachter also holds, by the way, we saw last week, that whereas Rabbi Willig holds that lighting with a fluorescent light, you can make a bracha, Rabbi Schachter would hold not like that. So Rabbi Schachter would hold that he would want the yeshiva students to light in their own rooms, obviously he's not in favor of probably candles, that's probably dangerous, but he would be in favor of lighting with fluorescent without a bracha or incandescent with a bracha. So those are some different possibilities. I personally have no record. I was completely unaware of this halacha when I was in Yeshiva Chalvim over 30 years ago, so I have no idea what they do. Maybe I should ask Natana what they did. He probably did think about it. I didn't think about it. But those are different options in terms of what's done. And whenever someone asks me what to do, if in terms of halachas neiros in the yeshiva or seminary that they're in, those who ask me, I'd say, ask the yeshiva or seminary what their minhag is. I'm sure they're aware of the issue, and they solve it in different ways. Okay? So that's for tonight.